Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Sky's the Limit Radio, your inspiration station with coaches Wendy, Krista, and Shermin. Our goal is to search out and share with you the latest news about how to become and stay empowered to make the most transformative lifestyle or business building choices. For 30 minutes, each Monday at 12 noon U.S. Eastern Time, you will have the opportunity to hear inspiring interviews with coaches specializing in a variety of life-transforming areas. It is our intent to provide you a once-a-week break of inspiration to carry you throughout your week. Your co-hosts are Wendy, who is a business transformation coach, Krista, who is a healthy lifestyle coach, and Shermin, who is a success coach. It is important to know that all of the concepts and information presented during any of our shows are for educational purposes only. They are not intended to guarantee results of any kind. Please consult with professionals before embarking on any lifestyle or business-related changes. Again, welcome to Sky's the Limit Radio, your inspiration station. We hope you enjoy the show.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another week's episode of Sky's the Limit Radio. This is Wendy, one of your co-hosts, and I'm here today with your other two co-hosts, Shermin and Krista. Hello, ladies.
Hello, Wendy. This is Shermin, and hello to everyone out there.
And this is Krista. Hello, Wendy and Shermin, and welcome to our listeners out there. We have the great pleasure of having Tim Ray back on our show today. Tim is the founder of the United Intentions Foundation, which he started in 2009. The United Intentions Foundation is a nonprofit, free online community that provides unique tools, resources, and programs for individuals, businesses, schools, and teachers. By appreciating human nature and using repetitive but simple techniques provided by United Intentions, he created great success and satisfaction with his family and career life. Tim has put together a team of experienced, talented, and passionate professionals dedicated to assisting others in reaching their higher intentions through empowered thinking. Now Tim wants to share his experiences with others with a free online community resource at unitedintentions.org.
Tim's definition of living life intentionally is living in the present moment with your thoughts. Once you're conscious of what your thoughts are, then you're able to be conscious of what you are creating. We had Tim on our show last August when we talked about the power of our intentions. If you missed any part of that interview, you can go back and listen at blogtalkradio.com/sky's the limit, where all our other past shows are archived. So today we have a slightly different format. We're going to just have a conversation with Tim, and it's going to be great. We're just going to ask him some questions, and he's going to just answer them. So welcome to Sky's the Limit Radio, Tim. We're so glad to have you on the show today.
Ladies, or I should say paradigm shifters, shifting businesses into our future. Wow, you all are just doing wonderful work, and I'm so excited about being back on. I just really miss our energy from last. It was back in August. Seems like these yesterday. Are you sure it's that long ago?
Apparently, wow. According to our records, yeah. Yes. That was
wow.
A while ago, almost a year.
Yes. Wow.
Like, great.
Wait,
I just realized it was that long. So Tim,
yeah.
This is Shermin. Update us on what you've been up to since then and, you know, how everything is going and what you and your wife have been working on.
Well, I've been doing a lot of fishing, taking a lot of naps. So pretty
the
much that's about
stuff.
It. The last thing, man. I'm just kidding. Well, we are just rocking and rolling. I don't know. 2017 seems to be a very numerological year. I don't know. I don't know anything about numerology or astrology as much, but something is going on. There, it must be something in the air. But it's just been taking off. We have. are we just created this where we had it for a while, but our Imagine If program, our education for kids program, is just rocking and rolling. Jennifer just gave me an update this morning how we're into multiple schools now in the fall when they roll out. We have a summer camp coming up, and we're basically going in and showing children, excuse me, from the first grade to 12th grade, how their thoughts create the reality, how they shift their perception, they shift what they experience. Schools are now opening to this, not just homeschools and private schools, but even public schools are open to this now. And I think they're realizing, as you guys are realizing in the business end of it all, is that it's not working anymore. It's just not as effective as it used to be. There needs to be a paradigm shift. And you all are on that edge, and you're riding that wave as well. And it's just everyone seems to be ready. We're going from this pretentious world to this authentic world now. And people who are on that wave, such as yourselves, such as us, are just attracting so much tremendous energy and empowering people through this being awake and being aware and being creative and being allowing, just more so allowing, being a human being rather than worrying about being the human doing that the old paradigm used to support. So yeah. It's just been tremendous in that part. And then, of course, our shows, we're adding new shows every day. We added the Wake Up Hour to our radio network. We just recently added the Intimacy Hour to our network. We have the couple, a doctor and his wife, are coming on showing people how to have intimate relationships these days, you know. And because the first response for everyone now these days is to run away from intimacy, you know. The grass is always greener on the other side. Nobody wants to water their own grass, right?
It's all the texting and the, you know, technologically, minded interactions rather than personal ones.
Oh, you're killing me. That's killing me. I tell you, I just want my kids alone, and I get caught up into it too. Because I rationalize and judge it. Well, it's email. I got a business. I have to do social media as part of my business. And before you know it, I'm at dinner with my kids, and we're all on the freaking iPhones. And you know, I'm like, this is what I judge others for doing, and I'm here. I am doing it. So it is. I mean, the addiction is just incredible. But it is tough, and shaking this off and going into a new world, a brave new world. It's going to have to take discipline and take focus. And I think that's one thing that we're all working on and looking on doing. And I'm just glad to be here doing this with you guys.
Yeah, thank you. We're so glad that you're here doing it with us, because, like you said, you know, that paradigm shift is really. I think that we are so ready for it. You know, I hear people talking about this all the time while they're on their phone texting me, wish we could speak in person, you know, that kind of stuff. So it's crazy. Yeah, it's amazing. And, I mean, I guess we're all probably more of the older generation, but
right.
it's really the newer, you know, younger people coming up. It's they don't have this, at least the paradigm that we had growing up, where you actually had so many more personal interactions. They're born into this world. So when you mentioned about schools, that just sounds awesome. I mean, can you tell us a little bit more about that, and how are the kids receiving this information that you're sharing with them?
Absolutely. We've done some site work and some samples here with the children that we know, and it's been a paradigm shifter for them. They're, for example, Jennifer's daughter, she's been in the program for a while, and it has transformed her life. She went from being more of a victim mentality, as children usually are, because, you know, parents and authority runs the show, right? But she's bringing empowerment. She brought empowerment to her daughter to where she can now figure out situations. Whether it's bullying at school, or it's doing better on a math test, or whatever the issue is. And yeah, Jesse was saying that she's also now a champion gymnast. You know, that when the girls get together and they compete and cheer, and they throw each other up in the air. You know, Jennifer will tell you that she probably wouldn't have been ready for, and they're like number one or number two champion in the country, right? They probably wouldn't have been ready to do that unless she went through this Imagine If program and shifting her perception and giving her that power back, claiming that power back. So, and then, of course, we're rolling out in our summer camps, and we have other schools who are now rolling it out in the fall. We got master trainers getting trained in the program. We just rolled this out a couple months ago. So, formally rolled it out. We've been playing with it for about a year or two. And But it's just it's tremendous. It's 15 modules, and it goes starts from it builds up on each other to the point where you learn how to slow down, look at what you're experiencing right now. And it's all in children's language. So, you know, we don't use the word intention as much, more so we use goal. We say put on, so we don't say, you know, slow, meditate and focus on your subconscious mind of what intentions are occurring or what could be blocking your intentions. We say, hey, let's put on your rose-colored glasses and let's see how we could view this differently, right? And we actually have rose-colored glasses they put on. So they're symbolically shifting their perception, right? And so it's all in their language, on their level, and it varies. And I think it goes from 1 to 3, and then 4 to 6, and then 7 to 12. Jennifer, like Tim, you screwed that up. All right, but it's somewhere around that age group. And so it's just it's tremendous, and it's amazing how the kids are just the lack of the social emotional learning programs in schools today, or at least quality ones, where empowering the children is so lack of because we have taught our kids just listen to authority, do not use critical thinking, and the lack of critical thinking, and even on the social emotional level, because EQs, emotional quotients, are just as if not more important than IQs, personally, in my opinion, and it's just so been neglected, and there's a need for it that people don't even care anymore about the political correctness of anything. They just want to have their children to grow in more of a healthier, natural way, and they're just reaching out for programs like this. And good. We need to change that shifting, that paradigm in the education system anyway. Personally, I think the Department of Education should be dismantled and bring it all really, really back to the local and our regional schooling going on, because that's where it's going to have to come down to. No one entity can determine what our children should be doing. It's wrong on every level, and it's not effective. I mean, it's insanity. We do the same thing over and over. Oh, we just get add more money to it. No Child Left Behind, or whatever the core, the common core, you know, bogus, idiot, dopey things I've ever seen in my life just gets being played out, and no one ever really wants to address the true nature of the issues. And so, this is just one of many, and we need to change that because our children are the most impressionable, and they're our future. You know, not to sound, you know, like Whitney Houston here, but they are our future, and they really just get indoctrinated from day one, rather than our family and our beliefs being instilled in them on how to handle these life issues. So this goes as memorization and memorizing and just writing things down, rather than using your critical thinking, using your God-given brain to actually figure things out and how you can get empowered. And the more we do this, the better off, because our children will be like us. We won't be coming when we're in our 40s and 50s and older, we're figuring out what the hell just happened in the last 30, 40 years. What was I involved in? Now, I have to deprogram myself, right? Here we're programming ourselves at a much younger age to be empowered rather than figured out at 40, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And, I mean, this is so interesting. I could just talk with you about this for hours alone. But I know Kristen, Wendy would like to be part of the conversation too. Just one quick question. If anybody would like to find out more about these programs that you're rolling out in schools, where could they find out more information about that?
The best and the quickest way is go to unitedintentions.org and just click on our UI Education tab. That's unitedintentions.org, UI Education tab, and it'll tell you all the steps in there, how to contact, and or you just email Jennifer Kramer, Jennifer.Kramer, K-R-A-M-M-E-R, at unitedintentions.org, either the or. But, yeah, it's definitely something that everyone needs to check out, and It is a hot program right now, so jump in, get in line, and get this in front of our kids. We need it. We need them to help change the world for the better.
Absolutely, absolutely. Thank you so much for sharing that program with us. Girls.
I actually have a question. So you mentioned there are 15 modules. So that means it's an online program. Is that correct?
It's in the process of becoming online. It's a manual program right now. Again, we just launched it, and that's one thing that we're trying to do is when people come in, because we're a 501c, we're a nonprofit organization, we're trying to raise funds for the education program to make it an online. And we're coming close, so hopefully by the end of the year we'll be able to put it online course, which then would, like you already your business mind's already working there. Who is that? Was that
Wendy?
You see, Wendy, you're already a step ahead. You know, like, how can we get this out? Right? Look at you.
Right. Yeah. All right.
So, but that's exactly where we're going. You're absolutely right, and that's what needs to happen because then everyone has access to it.
Okay. So right now you're physically going to the schools and presenting the program to the school, and then how does that work? Do you come in and do an assembly and everybody watches a presentation, or how do you actually program?
Right. We have a few processes and programs, and they're going to make me get Jennifer come in here, right? but one of them is a master teaching, where we actually train, kind of like train the trainers, and there'll be master teachers who will go out and actually train the program if they want that, or we will come in and train their teachers. They'll pay to train their teachers, and then teachers will train their kids. Or we'll come out to a school and give them all our books, and they'll buy the books online, wherever the case may be, or ship to them, I should say. And then we'll actually train a school. But we never actually, sort of like we're doing summer camps or training kids directly, but we're always training the teachers to train their kids. We don't never get between the teacher and the kid. We just get between us and the teacher, because that's the whole point. Kids need to learn through their present teachers, because this SEL program is actually incorporated, very simple too, incorporated in their day-to-day work when they're learning, you know, all those useful things like trigonometry and algebra and all those facts that you'll, geology, rocks that you'll probably never use again in your life, right? So it's incorporating in it, and it's a very simple process of doing. It doesn't take up hardly any time, as well as it just transforms everything that they're working on. I mean, handling test scores to handling bullies. So it's a tremendous – and what's nice about the program, which is just so brilliant, I have to give Jennifer really the credit, and Dr. Milhouse, who's been working with us on it as well, and a handful of other people, but is that it's set up to assist the community. And so part of these programs that you're doing in these modules is you actually go out into the community and see how you could give back to your community, and by having these different community services that feeds into the lesson plans. So it's well done on that level, and it is enhancing the social emotional well being of each child, as well as, most importantly, my favorite module, what builds up to this one module, is where you learn how to create your own reality. You learn how to shift your perception to create what you want to experience on a first grade level, which is really phenomenal.
Wow, that can be really powerful.
Yeah. Could you imagine if we had that training? Can you imagine if we had that training, ladies, in first grade, where we'd be today, huh?
Wow. This would be a different world for now, for sure. Wow. How about you, Krista? Do you have any questions?
Yes. Tim, when you go out to these schools and introduce this program, I'm just curious, is this voluntary for the kids, or does everybody participate?
Right now, it's really up to the school systems what they want to do, they can make it voluntary, they can make it mandatory. Like, again, we're just the liaison between us and the teachers, or us and the administration, and so how they want to roll that out. Like, we're in different churches, like Unity churches here locally, where they're wanting to roll this out to all their daycares, as well as we're looking at some YMCA companies who want to get involved in it. So it's not just a public school environment. It's really all levels of daycare or schools, because it's so empowering on that level. And it's so simple and so easy to do. So
how can you actually measure the effectiveness of the program?
Well, we have before Dr. Milhouse put questionnaires before and then after, and that's one of the way we get feedback from that, and how we measure it. And he knows, he has these calculations where he calculates the effectiveness of each of the different programs for each of the different kids. But we're really relying on the teachers to bring us the data, which is what majority of them are willing to do, so we could then formulate, have more evidence-based support, and keep growing and continuing.
Okay. I have one more question about a totally different subject now, but as a scientist, I'm kind of interested in the effect of the power of positive thinking on our actual, on a cellular level. I know on your website you talk about that a little bit. Can you talk a little bit more about what's actually known scientifically about the power of positive thinking on the growth of the neurons?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, Dr. Joseph Dispenza has done a lot of, real hands-on work and specific experiments that are documented. And anybody wants to pick up the book called The Placebo Effect, I strongly recommend you to do that. And, of course, he has multiple books out. Dr. Bruce Lipton the same way. You know, and what I love about combining both their type of work is it's you're dealing with biology and you're dealing with, both deal with biology, but you're also dealing with quantum physics. I mean, you have to realize, and I, before I even get into some of the science aspect of it, and it's a condemnation of our educational system that people really don't understand that we're almost 100% made of energy, 99.99% made of energy. And
right.
because it's invisible, right, because it's invisible, we don't give things credit. Like, you know, microwaves are hitting you right now. Gamma waves, radio waves, TV, we're right on the radio, right?
Right.
Well, no, we don't give radio waves any credit, but yet we have confidence when I turn on the mic, I'm talking to you, that it's going to work. But we don't know how or why, right? But we just know something invisible, something special, magical has happened, you know. But if it's really not magical in the sense, it is just science once you learn how radio waves operate and move. And what we have discovered through science is thought waves are the same like anything else. In that sense, it's a physical phenomenon. It's a physical property. You actually can measure different types of thoughts. Fearful thoughts have a much longer frequency, and positive thoughts has a higher frequency, you know, from the trough to the crest. And so there's actually a physical phenomenon. And now on top of that, science, and I'm not going to get into it, you people research themselves, and there's many credible scientists out there. I mentioned a few, but they have Russian scientists who are really doing a lot of work on the DNA and the effects of thoughts on our DNA. And so now we know that depending on the frequency of our thought, let's just go with high or low or fear or love, right? Depending on the frequency of our thought, we know it affects our DNA differently. And how do we know that? Is because we've done experiments and tests. And one thing you realize, and I think most critical, and it's just so sad, and I go around to different schools and I give a presentation on what's called the power of our intentions, and I ask the students, and invariably, and this is sad, because I was the same way too up to a handful of years ago, invariably, I ask them, where is the brain located in the cell? And guess what everyone says? Any ladies, anyone want to get a guess at it? Come on, I'm going to test your biology class.
Where is the brain located where?
In the cell.
In the cell?
Yeah, in the cell.
Yeah.
I'll give you an answer. I'll give you the answer. Most people say, see, F's for everyone. All right, most people believe that the cell is located, the brain of the cell is located in the nucleus. That's what we've been taught. It's written in the biology books. You know, decades and decades and decades. But since the 1980s...
Tim, we know that's a trick question. So we weren't going to go there.
Exactly.
The brain of the cell. Okay, so that's the DNA. Okay, got it.
especially on live radio. See, come on.
Yeah, right.
Daring in that. Well, if you answered nucleus, you would have been like 99.9% of the rest of humanity. So you'd have been in good company. And actually, okay. the brain of the cell is actually located in the cell membrane, and we know that for a fact. And why is that important? Well, because the nucleus is basically just the gonads, the reproduction part. And if these receptors are on the outside of the cells, which interprets what goes on in the environment, and then gives that information, feeds it back to the nucleus, and says, "Okay, create proteins. All right, create a new DNA strand. Do this, whatever." The nucleus is just the reproduction process. And how do we know that to be true? How do we know that the brain is located in the cell membrane and not in the nucleus? Well, because they removed it. People like Dr. Bruce Lipton removed the nucleus from the cell, and guess what happened to the cell? Still functions, still secreted, still ache for at least a couple of weeks until the proteins couldn't reproduce no proteins and it broke down. But that's how we know the cell membrane is the brain is located in the cell membrane and not in the nucleus. And if they took our brain out of our heads right now, what would happen? We would fall down, right? Nothing would work. So same thing if they took the perceptors out. It cannot interpret what goes on in the environment. So you're looking at, 95% here is nurture versus 5% nature, not a 50-50, which we've been misled throughout all our biology and decades of information. Even epigenetics, which is Bruce Lipton was the leader force in that, you know, they've been knowing this since the 1980s. And it's still in our history books that our cell, our brain is located in the cell membrane, in the nucleus. And you're wondering why in the nucleus. You're wondering why, Tim, why are you spending all the time? Why is it so important? Because we have found through science that positive thoughts, higher frequency thoughts, physical properties affect our DNA differently. And I don't want to get too much into specifics because it is fascinating, but it affects it differently where it allows, when that positive love environment, state of being, allows the DNA, the perceptors, to tell the DNA to recreate brand new DNA never seen before, ever seen before. You're in that, and when you're in the fear or low or a frequency, a fear frequency thought, it affects the DNA differently, which tells it to fight or flight, shut down, cannot create any brand new DNA ever again or any at that moment. And so when you're in a prolonged state of fear, which, like, just go watch the news for a while, and that will keep you in fear, right? Your chemicals, your biological chemicals, you know, are just biochemicals are just triggering. You know, you got this adrenaline going on, you got cortisone going on, and it just keeps you in this fear mode. You can't create new DNA. This is why, like runners, this is like people have to understand how we create brand new DNA. People like runners every year, they're breaking new records because they're creating new DNA in their body to go further, to go harder. And the same thing when a mother, you hear of picking a car up when her baby's cluttering to there. You know, there's a spontaneous moment of creating brand new DNA, and you know, in a certain level of, you know, situations, you know. But more so, it's when you're running when you're involved in the positive loving environment, you create brand new DNA never seen before in your body, and that's why people have to understand the science supports that, supports specifically how your body can change based on your thoughts. Now that's interesting, right? Now let's get quantum here. Let's go another step further. Let's talk about how our thoughts go outside of our body and affect things. Yet, ladies have an interest in that?
Sure.
Absolutely.
All right.
It's like 3 minutes to go. We only have 3 minutes.
Sure. Just in a nutshell.
Okay.
Oh wow! No way I'm doing 3 minutes. But just know this: that we know how and why our body, our intentions affect, our thoughts affect inside our body. We know that our thoughts affect outside of our body. We just don't know how for sure. And so that's really the difference. But anyway, I digress. Ladies, we got 3 minutes left. So whatever you want to talk about, you let me know.
Wow. We could totally have another show on just the opposite now of all this new turmoil in our world, how that affects our brain in a negative way, and what impact, what effect that might have down the road.
Oh, God.
On our society.
Yes, we are suffering from a crisis of perception because we're forced to live in a very negative, low frequency vibrational thinking process by the news, by entertainment, by everything going on in the world. Every movie coming out these days is about a disaster, the end of the world. So we're put in a fight or flight. We're not able to create brand new DNA to deal with our immune system and help us grow because we're not allowed to be in that state of mind. And that's why it's so important to deplug from this matrix of society, of the let the bad go and only focus on the good, because you have to be the creator, designer of your own world, because that's what's going to be changing the world. You can't be plugged into this negative matrix anymore. You got to unplug.
Right. That's very, very, very important. We have to be the creators of our own environment, basically.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's right. Gee, yep. Tim, I'm so afraid that we're almost. I'm so afraid because we were talking about fear a minute ago. But you know, we're almost out of time again. Thank you so much for coming on today again. It's just such a pleasure to have you on, and I hope you just keep coming back and sharing more about this with us because there's so much to talk about. Thank you so much.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
No, thank you, ladies. You guys are wonderful. And listen, you keep doing this great work. You guys are paradigm shifters making it happen. So I love your audience who really see what you guys are doing, and whatever support you need, the foundation's here as well.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. And as always, the best way to get more information about upcoming shows is to like us on Facebook at facebook.com/skysthelimitradio or visit us at our website at skysthelimitradio.com to stay up to date on all the good stuff we have coming on, coming up for you. Thank you so much for listening today to this very inspiring interview that we just had. Please feel free to share any thoughts or comments on our Facebook page. We do love to hear from you. To listen to recordings of past shows, you may have missed, go to blogtalkradio / Sky's the Limit. Make sure you don't miss that one episode that could make a difference in your life. Until next time, and remember, the sky's the limit to what you can do. Have a great week, everyone. Goodbye. Goodbye, Tim.
Thanks so much, Tim.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Y'all take care. Bye.
You too.